Bienvenidos. To Presidente Fidel Castro and to the entire delegation of Cuban economists, political leaders, and trade specialists attending the WTO conference and non-governmental National Network on Cuba Solidarity conference that set immediately thereafter in Seattle. Without a doubt, this welcome isn't a stiff and cordial state welcome. It is a welcome from many people of many communities, folks who have good reason to admire a great revolutionary leader and a remarkable revolutionary nation that has persevered despite the unprecedented 30-year U.S. embargo and blockade against this tiny nation of 11 million people. For millions of Cubans, the Cold War still goes on and continues to endanger their society. For what is an economic embargo but an act of war? Despite the crippling damage from the trade blockade and even under Cuba's special period, this resilient island nation continues to concentrate on fundamental human needs like health care and education. In the U.S., the richest nation since Imperial Rome, health care remains a mirage for millions of working families. Here, education beyond high school is unaffordable to nearly three-fourths of U.S. residents. In Cuba, one of the world's poorer nations, health care, hospitalization, and education, seen as an inherent human right, is free. Almost two decades ago, Presidente Castro wrote in a report to the Seventh Summit Conference of Non-Aligned Countries, and I quote, "According to recent FAO data, 40 million people, half of whom are children, die every year from hunger and malnutrition. According to recent data from the Pan-American Health Office, 1 million children die every year.
This call is coming from a correctional facility.
As a result of hunger and malnutrition. Sufficient food is produced in the world. However, there are people who go hungry, and there are people who starve to death." Presidente Castro's words were a critique of how the world was organized and how the resources of the world allowed helpless children to starve to death. There are many here who welcome you, Presidente Castro, who have personal knowledge of hunger in the U.S., or who come from neighborhoods that could easily be situated in the Third World. Truly, in this country, in these days, one may say with Dickens, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. We thank and welcome you for building a society where the world is truly home. For the noble battles fought in defense of a free Southern Africa in Quito Carnaval. For sending more doctors abroad than the World Health Organization. For opening your doors to Black Panther Party militants and Puerto Rican independentistas.
2 minutes remaining.
And folks like the brilliant, brave Assata Shakur, for building a place where